Today, you're waking up to the news that former Prime Minister Bob Hawke died at his home. He was 89. He's being described as a giant of politics, both here in Australia and overseas.
As a lot of people are saying today, as they reflect on his legacy, his impact, a lot of people saying that Bob Hawke's first term in office was marked by significant and symbolic change. There was the stopping of the damming of the Franklin River in Tasmania, uranium mining at Jabiluka produced a landmark wages accord with the unions, and proclaimed Advance Australia Fair the national anthem.
Hawke's government established Medicare, first introduced as Medibank by the Whitlam government. And with Paul Keating as treasurer, the Hawke government's lasting achievements included floating the Australian dollar, dismantling tariffs, and deregulating the banking system.
There was an issue there in his relationship with Paul Keating. That is where his prime ministership, I guess you might say, came to grief. His rivalry with Paul Keating, the deterioration of the economy, which culminated in the worst recession since the 1930s. There was an unsuccessful tilt at the leadership in mid-1991, but then Keating eventually defeated Bob Hawke in a ballot just before Christmas of that year, and Bob Hawke resigned from Parliament.
In the end, Bob Hawke was Labor's longest-serving Prime Minister. He won four elections, 1983, 84, 87 and 1990. He was the third longest-serving Australian PM of all time. Number one was Robert Menzies and, of course, John Howard, number two.
As the daughter of Newcastle's former Lord Mayor and prominent Labor figure Joy Cummings, Helen Cummings spent time with Bob Hawke away from the public eye. Good morning, Helen.
Hello, Jenny.
Hi. When did you first meet Bob Hawke?
Well, because he was the Prime Minister at the same time as Mum was Lord Mayor, I got to meet him quite a few times. But, you know, I wasn't the important one. It was Mum. But, him and Mum sort of developed a lovely personal relationship because they were on the same page in with many things like conservation, you know, his abhorrence of racism and bigotry. But you know what the thing was? He knew Mum had a lovely voice, and Bob actually had a lovely voice too. So they would often, you know, he'd put his arm around her and they'd often break out into song.
What would they sing?
Oh, look, anything from gospel, modern, whatever was on Hit Parade. He loved union songs, of course, and there are many. Folk songs, he had a good brain for recalling songs, and so did Mum.
So you have a completely different side of all these memories to the Prime Minister. We remember the man on television, but you know a man that had his arm around your mother singing. What was he like off, away from politics and off the screen?
Oh, God, look, he was just lucky he's on screen. He was just really easy and ordinary, and he could cut through all of the politics and find the person. He women loved him. I had a bit of a crush on him.
How old were you?
I'm 21 years younger, so I'm not that much,
yeah,
you know, younger than Bob. But it was lovely, and, you know, he'd put his arm around you. I remember him coming up one day. He didn't even know who I was. I wasn't anyone's daughter or mother at the time. I was just at a function, and he had a glass of water in his hand, and he sort of downed it, and then he just put his hand up and he said, "G'day, Bob, what's your name?" You know, and you just loved him.
Helen, you mentioned the beautification of the foreshore, which of course was is part of your mother Joy Cummings' lasting legacy here in Newcastle. I didn't really realise, as only a kid at the time, that the federal government played a part in that. What was Bob Hawke's government's role through some of those projects in Newcastle?
Oh, look, Jenny, Newcastle benefited so much from Bob Hawke. Well, at the time, Mum was Lord Mayor, Bob Hawke was Prime Minister, and Neville Rann was Premier. So, countless things. He always came to Newcastle too. You can't these days just go to a government and say, "Look, you know, this is fantastic land and an acre here in the middle of the city. We need this." They haven't got the money to do it. But back then, they just said, "Yep, okay, that belongs to Newcastle." You know, we had the Zara Street Power Station up there, and he came up, and and turned the sod of soil for that ceremony, as I said, he did many others. And he loved Newcastle. He had a really soft spot, and I think being a Labor city, it was, you know, it still is a Labor city. So Bob Hawke had a real soft spot for our town. And
Helen, so great to get your thoughts on Bob this morning. Thank you for speaking with ABC Newcastle Breakfast.
My pleasure, Dan, and thank you for inviting me.